Okay. So we're holding the Tumah Reish Lamed Gimel, which was the, we did sip out. It's not true. But we're holding the Mishabura. We're holding the Mishabura Sukkot in Yud Beis. So the nowadays, the Ramah says, and where we live, that the minig is the daven marv after plagam mincha. You should not daven mincha after plagam mincha. Chakach, what's the learner? Still be on the but you spell the mincha for plagam. Again, the preferred halacha is you should never do tati tati even 2 different days. So if the minig in Medina's Poland in those places was the daven marv after plag, you should not daven mincha after plag even if it's a different night. One night you daven marv, and they say one daven mincha. You can't even that you shouldn't do. He was a tovin master. He always says, "Man, this man till it's mar." However, I feel he medaita, but for him, he's follow mar of after he took a tovin. Even though tonight you can have a mar of after says, but since in general you use that time for mar, you should not use it for mincha. But again, for the ever of a shas of kach, you be yotze. What's the bottom? The kim is your shas of kach. What the chatzim is follow mincha, the shosh and log out oil. Ayon, he follow mar. So I'm not davening mincha mar on the same day. After plag, but in general, I daven marv during that time slot. Tonight, I'm going to make a daven mincha during that time slot. But ufark savti, is it cutting it out? But the yeshal lizor shal lispava od marv. Not after they take the kovin. In which you would see where we get tzarif a kaps machine to shiokul kolechul mevesa. But in regards to davening marv, you should wait till after tzeis, unless it's a case of a tibur, which you're going to lose your minion if you wait till after tzeis. Okay. Okay. That you be yotze if you daven mincha out of laila, the Ramah says you can daven mincha until tesek kachovet. That's not really true. That the mishabur and yadalut lav dafka. You can't go all the way till tesek. The erech Rebbe Shah kind of tesek kachovet the body ben hashmoshes ulakul yam. A quarter of an hour before marid, before tesek is ready is ben hashmoshes. Every spavo is his mind. You should not daven mincha then. So what does Ramah mean? Well, so when the stomach was then, you're supposed to say Sikachov. Okay, and you said, but Dr. Moshe, but Rish Lam Beit. But that, the Af Shem HaKab, but Ramah Masha, the Lidam, the Noizim, he's following Marav, Acha, say Sikachov, and what he's following Mimcha, Achim, Acha, Shkia, Atom, and say Sikachov. So the Shem HaKab, the Ramah, seem to hold that you can die Mimcha after the sun sets. But you should know, you're supposed to give the Rabim, Shachokim, the Zevataitim, Shachilas, and Mimcha, who back, Kadim, Shkia, Sakama, that they disagree with this and say, no, you can't do this. And that's the Lelush, which you mentioned before, it's the Gra, that you cannot have a mincha after the sun sets. Which means you have to complete Shemin Esrei, and for Rosh Hashanah, before the sun goes all the way down. The physical, the sun goes below the horizon. So that's your choice. The Mishabur is Hakvah is because there's so many personal Mishabur like that. It's the two options. It's better to daven b'yichidus before Shkia than to daven with the tzibur after Shkia. But you ever do chalismuchal daven mekilah b'yispal after Shkia? If you did not daven beforehand, you can daven afterwards. How long do you have? I'd rather show Kadam Sikhikhavam. So you'll be Samech Hamash Shukhanorah, that you have up to quite some time after Shkia to daven. Now, that is the approach of Mishabura. There's definitely those who disagree. We're in Sith Katan Yud Dalit. And the question here is, Mishabura said you should daven before Shkia. But if you didn't daven, but you have to get a daven afterwards. So you have a long time till after the sun sets, till a quarter of a time, quarter of an hour before tzeis. Hakomash yuchal hakim, chuyiv hakim, traditionally comes for some of the neshmoshes. The earlier you daven, the better, even in that situation. You'll say, well, you know what, 10 minutes afterwards, 20 minutes afterwards is the same thing. That's not true. Achenim karniru chachovim, kar obis man nisho vibadai, vizel simen laila. To a work called Debra Simonet for the Gimel Ayin Shem Shabura of the Olof. The Mishabura is going to say later on, even though, I mean, it's based on the calendar, based on the clock, you have a certain amount of time, But the fact that the Kechavim came out will override that. So if the Kechavim, which define Lila, already are visible, so consider Lila, no matter what time it is, after Shkia. So you lose that opportunity. Okay? Now, how many Kechavim? So the Sharatian says, in Kechavim Chav, I feel Shnei Kechavim, Meshubanish Moshes. He says, three Kechavim is considered Bale Lila. Three Kechavim near each other in the sky. Two is considered Ben Hashmashas. And once in the Hashmashas, you cannot come in anymore. In that situation, you'll daven two marks. I told her, but the Eber, the Shasachar Gordol, Abba Fatil, the Bada in Laakr, is Mana Mitha Arab Ashkia, Toshin Yeshi Zon Laoich, Lo Laakr, Asamon Si Kechavim, Ram Chazal, Ba Aram Karnova, Laiti Amman, the Mathim, the Mulicham, of Dilma Mitha Arab Ashkia. The Mor says that they gave a call of people who would wait, daven even before the sun sets, because they might end up missing this Mana davening afterwards. So if you get a call for getting close, Talbot Karm, it's a problematic. If you have Mama Sheikh, you're going to go afterwards. Okay. Now, Mishavura holds that the Bidiyavid you can do it afterwards. There is, however, a Chazanish, which holds in Bidiyavid. Once it's Shkia, it's too late, and you would lose the Mincha, and you'll just have two Marits. Okay. Fine. Sif Beis. Imesh Ramayim, Sarah Pitha Yodav Kaneli Yisbalo. He spoke about this way back when. And the person has to wash his hands before Mincha. Afishen Yudei Olehem Shum Rifu, even though he's unaware of any, at least we don't mean, you know, we say the word dirty, but it means the Zulam, which we're referring to in the law of sort of the repulsive type of Zulam, which comes from touching the covered parts of the bodies with the sweat and the mixture of the sweat and the dirt, etc. But the way you work, you do not make a bracha on washing for Mincha. And we all seem to debate it, okay? Now, Ramoy has a few arguments in the Mudosh that you tell you out of the Tila. Even if you were learning, so obviously you're being careful with your hands, you should wash your hands again for Mincha. May the Mai, but some of them ain't Tara Kutha. If you don't have water available, you're not supposed to wash. And this is talking about a case where you're not aware of anything, any problem with your hands, just it's time you die. It's just time you die. If no water is available, you're not mafia to wash. If you know that your hands have touched a place which is covered, etc., and therefore your hands are mazuyim, then you must wash, and you have a key, like we discussed before, you have a key to go get water up to the distance of a mil to be able to get water to wash your hands. If you don't have water available to the mil, so what you will do is you will be menachah your hands on something which you just cleansed it. You know there's no water. Okay. Now, look at Mr. Guru. Test what? The Sarah Lito, Bailey to a Mincha, Bailey to a Tharavis, Mr. Lito, Yoda with Kili. You should wash your hands to Mincha. And from her. Now, if you don't Mincha Mar back to back, you don't have to wash twice. But the person will die Mincha, and then later on in the evening, Davin Mar, so then you have to wash twice. Test Lana Bishani Yodea, Vimnoto Yoda with Kili to Mincha, but she had died to Mishmiros. If he washed for Mincha, and he was careful before he gets to Mara, that nothing should happen to his hands, then sorry, please tell you all that was true. But then, if he had an intent to keep his mind on what's happening with his hands, so that would relieve you from your need to not wash your Mara. Okay. He says, I only ill, the Simon said, he basically had the Yomik of now, according to the Rosh, you would make a bracha for Mincha and for Marav, and the Gro actually held like that. It's interesting, Chayyadam, for those of you listening to the Chayyadam, Chayyadam says in a case where a person forgot to say Alta Sadan before Shacharis, let's say he was up the whole night and he didn't Alta Sadan before Shacharis, then he would say it before Mincha. But the Mishnah is impossible to get. Is it true, even if he's learning in the Mubai, he was learning until then? So Shalom, the Nisama, the Noga, the Emsa, Halim, the Noga, the Matunah, we can assume he probably did not touch any place which is dirty. So I'll give it to me until the Shalom of the Tila. You don't tell there's a mitzvah, but I have a Tila to wash your hands, a special washing of your hands for Tila. You washed with intent for tefillah purposes. And they didn't start Menucha yet, so you sit down and learn for a few minutes. Over there, that Tefila will work. You open wash again. Shabbos and Masikim and Mechiras and Mitzvahs. So you can lead to a shame that they do auctions and stuff like that, so you really have to, you should wash again. Tom came, well, he's here that the Mishiras the other, unless he's keeping his thought on his hand. So you have a custom of the Chotman, shame, but Mitzvah Medishkin, that Tom ain't coming, it's like a gas, okay, in a minute. We assume as long as you don't walk out, so you're keeping your, since you know most of it's coming soon, so we will assume, that you were careful with your hands. Fine. Your test, the tefillah. So a person, as I'm in the movie, he has to wash his hands for tefillah. Furthermore, Mr. Burry, your test. The tefillah is not the yod of last tefillah. Well, also, the way you see it, I just start from the tefillah of tefillah. You wash for the meal. You're in the middle of the meal. Obviously, you're going to be careful with your hands because your hands, you can't allow them to get dirtied to cause for tefillah purposes. Even so, you have to wash for the tefillah, the davening in the middle of the meal. Shani said, also the tefillah oil of the tefillah, I'll kill shachar and also fish are coming. We also we see a diet oil of the tefillah. However, if you wash in the morning for tefillah for davening, and you keep your mind on it, be careful. When you get to mincha, you can assume that if you were shari yodah, that's good, because that was a washing for davening purposes. But a washing for achila purposes, you cannot then switch over and use it for davening purposes. Now, let's say if when you washed for eating, you had in mind for davening as well, that would work. Okay? Now, he says, if there's no water available, ein tzarchut liyodah, You wipe your hands off with something that you put in the hands, like wood chips or sand, or even rubbing against wood, that removes the dirtiness of the hand. Because of the stam yadayim, there's a lot of it. You don't have to go up to water. It's almost just a case where it's almost stam yadayim. I would not get yoga the muck in the tuna we also saw. If a person knows that his hands have been dirtied in a way which we're not allowed to use oven, sir, laxer akramayim, avatilas mirkamarit, you must go get water. The water is surely able to sit in the bay 6 hours. Iron shawl. So how far do you have to go? You have to go the distance of a mill. Now, if you're traveling, it's even more than that. You have to go as far enough as you're going. If you're going in that direction anyway, you say, don't stop now. Keep going up to 4 mil to be able to find water. But to go back, or if you're at home, laterally, the shear is 1 mil, which is 18 minutes. Right, so Mr. Bura, Bir Aloha, Shashayk Lukha. Okay. Simon Reish Lamed Dalet. Haraita Lisba will mincha gedarva. He wants to daven twice. One is a kid and one is an adult. He wants to daven one, they miss the Bailam, and another one, they miss the Tana. He wants to daven now, and he'll go daven again 3 hours from now. So, Ein Roy will be Spalam Rishus, Allah Gadoyla. So, since the proper time for Mincha is Mrs. Tana, it would be preferred to daven the Rishus one, the Nadaba one, the earlier one, which is the Mrs. Gadoyla. But in Yisbalo, Hagdala Tzayva, well, Yisbalo, Ritzana Kiyam Nishus. Okay, now, is this a good idea or not? This idea of dominating a Tzilis Nadal. Our Ein Roy Yisbalo, Tzilis Rishus, Olin Ken Marker, Ba'atum, Shul Zoyer, the Zoriz, the Omi, the Dice of the Kabbat, Tzvasim, and Roshim, but Tzayv, Kuloyer, Hesed Hadad. The Dalin is a Tzilis, which you're afraid you're not going to be able to stay focused on the dominating and dominating properly. So, we discourage that. So, for the tefillah side, we have no choice. But to dominate tefillah, nadava, and then to come to the and say, nadava, here I am showing how much I love you, and then your mind wanders and you're busy thinking of something else. So, we say, excuse me. I mean, what's happening about Yafa, Kriner Bay, Lomali, Rosu, Tayset. The same Russian said, they don't need extra kabbalas. I don't need extra tefillahs if you're not going to be done with the appropriate derecher. Stop. Okay. new thought of the Rama. Ain learn Ashrei shekana minka alu sheish min yivavitzis netzus reishem lo alav akalish nesnei with a minka. The Ashrei requires that you should wait till you have 10 people to start Ashrei. So therefore, the Kaddish, which is before, Kaddish requires that you say Tila before him. Over here, the Ashrei. You need Ashrei 7 or 10 people to allow you to stop him, as I said, the Kaddish afterwards. Fine. Yes, you got to show you one of the Summit, Tenem Ashrei, Shal Tzor Zeminsa, Nega Tzom Shabin Aboy, Meminit Yalpuhu. Some people say the Parsha Summit in the afternoon as well, not just in the morning. Okay. You see, Mr. Burr. Minchah Gedolah is Alas, Mr. Kutn Alas. Who Mishay Shal Tzor Mech, so we get said before again that 6.5 hours on the day. Mr. Tzor Mech, who Mishay Shal Tzor Mech, so the Malas, 9.5 hours on the day. Rightly follow Shem. He wants to double both. Achas to the Kiyuv, Achas to the double double. One is the Kiyuv, one is the double. So when the Kamel and the Simon Kuv Zayin, Yechol Olam Yisbal, Kama Shiyiv, said the Torah, so we could have an extra Tfilo. So that's your Kaddish double, but you lost your Shul in the double Ayin Shom. You have to ask for something new. And we said over there, by the way, that it means that the new has to be in each Bracha of the Bakashas. There has to be a new element of Bakasha. So it's quite a challenge to double and Tzul Hadova. In the case where you have a Sophic, you're davening because of the Sophic or the Tanai, so that itself is the extra thing. You're addressing your Sophic. But in the case where it's Sophic, you just want to daven extra, you really, we came out over there, you have to add something new in every Bracha. So in general, we would discourage davening the Tanai because it's not going to do that, it's not so easy to do that. So the proper thing to do is to do the Tanai earlier by Minchas Gedolah and do the Kiyuv, but later on, envoy. We have a general rule, you daven the Kiyuv before the Nadavah. Right? It's not really the main time of Minchah yet, so it's not really the main time of the Kiyuv, so I can daven the Nadavah. So but if you daven, the first one is it's a chayva, then obviously you'll definitely be yotze during that time. So you daven the second one is rishos in your power gimel. The other yotze yirei chayva the minute of the gaila can obviously be shlomi gimel. You're yotze from 6.5 hours. The shlomo shloim kibim behead of the same adava. You're not with the oil of the same tzadik. Let's say the person was lying with blank. So the assumption is that that's the key. The shlomo shlomi shem adava in yotze. So if you want someone to say another one, you have to have the bottle of a shem adava. Now you should not daven the adava unless you're marker by asking whether you're going to do this right. The fact that you're in the daven and spoken, that might be true, but the Torah is not mashma like that. We assume that you need to, the daven and the daven, you have to have the metadis, a new bakasha, in each bracha. Okay, now, what do I think Ashrei before Minyan? Elam Ashrei without a Minyan. Yishabura Sukkot Nehe. Yim Amr Bola Minyan, if I got Bo Minyan, if you said it before 10 people, and then 10 people showed up, so you can't take Kaddish without having said it, this book, in some conflictual of Tillim, with 10 people. So Yamru Mishra Echol, I've got Yamru Kaddish, you'll say it's Kittle, doesn't be Ashrei again. You'll say a kapitul, and then you'll say Kaddish after. Now some Mishmar in different place says you only need 3 psukim. Now, Mutin Shalom is a medrash, Lord Minyan, I have Karim, it is a medrash, and also Mahasim and Minyan. You were learning, you pulled the people to join the Minyan, so people say Kaddish Rabbanu. Well, Yof Oysim, the Ikr Tam Kaddish Alimadu, the Kaddish that we say for learning is because we learn together as a rabbi. So you learn a Mishnah and then take Kaddish. I want to point out, I had this for Aura, so you think Kurbanos in the morning, so everybody's saying Kurbanos. So where do you get the limud with the rabbi? So, because you say the end of Rav Shmuel, the Shreshet Ramidus, you say it out loud. But let's say you just said Hirotzen out loud. You didn't learn anything together. You just said Hirotzen. So someone's little shul, they say, they're all that quiet. Hirotzen, Shibayah says, and Hirimeno, they said, it's in the cottage. So people were saying, Kabbalah, that's fine. But if you don't tell people saying Kabbalah, and you just say the Hirotzen, without saying the part of an actual limud, you didn't learn the limud of the 10 people together. Maybe if you can allow the source to that, he wrote them, it sounds like a Mishnah. So maybe it's like learning a Mishnah, but that's a stickle shock of limud source. I would suggest it better not to do that. Let's finish up over here. Okay. Parsha the Talmud book. Don came along with Peter Tsaris. You should take it with us in the afternoon as well. I skipped. No, I'm sorry. Mishavur is still on the Sukkot and Hay. No, we did that. Okay. Well, Parshas Talmud. The tribe of Gam came learning with Peter Mitzaris. I call the Aim Loyavar is Manatfila. On the Yesh Hashem Shiyav is Manatfila. I feel like Asher Yedalig. And the Ram and the Yesh Hashem Shishon is that. If you're afraid, you're not going to finish. So they start saying Parshas Talmud and Peter Mitzaris, you know, and Malka Tazakim. And then if you have Ray, next thing you know, 30 Shia. You know, don't do me any favors. Just start davening, and we'll worry about moving at a different time. Okay. Now, fine. So, they would say, Karsham is before Ashray. Zatim Shabur Zion. Taz Mokad Ram, Kasha Shalamar Ashray. They say, no, you say Ashray. Parshas Talmud, and then Shmoneh, then Davani. Our enemy minute came. The first minute, Kasa Batur, Tetzil to Mincha, Amar Asher, the Kaddish, we follow Shmoneh Esrei. You say Asher, the Kaddish, Kasi Kaddish, Davani Shmoneh Esrei, Shechel Tibra Choyza, a Tfilah Kolem Bashach, which you do a full Kodesh Hashat, Rechel Mopaneyem, we do in the Tfilah Kapayim, Rechel Mopaneyem, Rechel Mopaneyem, then we say the paragraph, Rechel Mopaneyem, Rechel Mopaneyem, Kaddish Sholem. Now, you dive a minko close to Sheikh Hashem. By the time you got to pass on them, it's already dark. Okay? During a session with Shuli, you say Vino Mokeno or Anatinus, or whatever reason, stay in Lemur Kadashi's Gabo. So the person say you can't take Kaddish Kabbalah anymore because it's a new day. Shatila ha'yis of the Yom Asher. I'm the Eretz Shatila Atzam Nimshach of the Mayim. I'm the Tzitzit Sanila. I'm the Kaddish Kabbalah. But the Davening itself went into the night then, which we again, into the dark. So we discourage you from that very much, obviously. But you would say Kaddish Kabbalah situation. What about saying Tachanun after Shkia or after it's getting dark already? So before in Tufa Manal, we said you don't say the Mitzvot Apayim in the evening. But Ben Shmosh is the meaning is to yes do Mitzvot Apayim. Okay. Fine. Stepes. In Shachar we spell Mincha we spell Arbishayim Emer Ashrei Kadam Tila Shipas Tzumen Til Mincha. So you'll daven Birchas Priyishma Mariv. Shmoneh Esrei, take 3 steps back, say Ashrei, and then say another Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? The Kohen Kassim Shachar Be'im Hizid, I am Leil B'Sim and Kuv Ches, Tiv Zayin. This is a Hefter, if you did a B'Shagig, if you did a B'Mezid, there's a little Tashlumen. So you don't have an option. Kohen Matvila, I am Leil B'Sim and Kuv Ches, so Kaz Yudal and Mishabur. Now, there's a problem over here that the Mishabur said before, that there's a thing that says you don't say Ashrei at night time, and that's one point that he said over there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's hold it here. That is in tomorrow night. I'm hoping to be able to learn on the phone at least. Again, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I'm hoping to be able to learn on the phone at least about 20 minutes, to get 20 minutes in. So, then I will send you, once I have a better, clearer picture of what my day looks like, I will send out a text about what time we're going to learn. And on Thursday, should be regular. I'll be back, Mr. Hashem. Tuesday night, will be back to the best of Hashem. Assuming I don't get sick. Okay, have a good night. Thank you very much.
Okay, good night. Thank you.